Hannah, we're going to move you and James in for treatment now.
Is he going to be okay? It might be a secret. Is James going to be okay?
It's going to be fine. Just try to remain calm.
I'm sorry. I just try to find all the pieces.
We'll be able to talk more afterwards, but right now, I just want you to remain calm.
Try to find all the pieces. Bury his body somewhere around here.
Hannah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not...
Can I have assistance, please?
Used to bury his body somewhere around here. They tried to find all the pieces, like 20
feet. I need you to stay where you are.
Just up ahead.
Hannah, I need another nurse in here. Hannah, I need you to sit down.
It might be secret, like 20 feet. They tried to find all the pieces just up ahead, just up ahead. It might be secret, just up ahead, just up ahead.
Within your spirit, tumult like a storm at sea.
Help.
Why do you resist, little one? Clinging on to mortal weaknesses as if they were things infinite.
They tried to find all the pieces just up ahead. It might be secret.
Shh. Close your eyes. When mortals touch your skin, they leave it marred. But when touched by the infinite darkness, all mars are taken away. All that is imperfect is purged. She has touched you.
Who?
Twice blessed by the darkness and its priestess.
Who are you?
A servant. It has brought you here to find, for you have been sanctified by its embrace. It takes nothing from you but the torment of this bleak world.
I can't feel my hands, my legs. It tried to find all the pieces to bury the body somewhere around here.
Why do you fear us? Little one.
It's just up ahead.
It can make you see again. It can make you speak again. It can make you whole again.
You can make me see again.
We are not one, but many, swear yourself. To the great darkness and no peace. Such peace as you have never known. Such beautiful darkness.
I swear.
You are listening to The Call of the Void. Stay tuned. Stay sane.
Okay, let's just... The car's outside. Let's just get in the car. It's locked.
From the outside? Doors don't lock from the outside.
Etsy?
He's blocking the exit!
I see it! Get away from her! Get the hell away! Etsy!
Got him! He's right here!
You're gonna stay right there. On the ground.
It is... To see you in the flesh, to be so close to it, it is so good.
What the hell is he talking about?
Close your eyes.
You need to stop talking.
It will give you the world, its divine priestess. The void will reign.
Get away from me!
Let her go!
Tucker!
Hold on, I'm...
Close your eyes, Etsy.
Now he's not grabbing you.
What is that, a lamp?
That was my weapon of choice, yes. How are you?
You know what? I've been better.
Maybe we call the police.
Yeah, great idea.
All right. Let me just read this back to you to make sure we're all on the same page. You both are from out of town, but you were in the area for some sightseeing. While you were out and about, Etsy...
Yep, that's my name.
You felt a little sick, and so you accepted water from a stranger, Walt Rogers. Then your car wasn't working, so you went back to his house.
Which was nearby.
Right. He left you alone in the room for a few minutes. Then he returned, this time wearing a ski mask. Unannounced, he jumped you, and you proceeded to fight him. You struggled, etc., etc. There's a good bit in here about you kicking him until you pinned him down and incapacitated him with a table lamp.
In self-defense.
Self-defense. Is there anything else you'd like to add to this statement?
I think that pretty much sums it up.
So how does the body factor into all of this?
The body?
My deputy found a body when he searched the house. We believed it was the homeowner.
He told us this was his house. He lured us here.
He lured you here. Okay. I'll write that down.
What's going to happen to him?
Well, we don't just throw people in jail without a trial. So, two of you better stick around here for a while.
He attacked us.
Justice will be handed out. Don't you folks worry about that. We just got to get all the facts.
We're telling you the facts. That guy attacked her. Do you understand?
Be at the courthouse at 10 a.m., all right? Welcome to Ohio.
Ohio is a garbage place.
You don't want to stick around for another court date?
No, not a chance.
What about the car?
We'll get someone out here to fix it as soon as possible.
So much for Midwestern hospitality. Topher, I think he wanted something from me. Walt.
Any ideas on that?
Not really.
I think he was waiting for us. The car, the house, the body.
Strangely omnipotent. How would he have known we are coming up here?
I don't know.
So back to square one.
Maybe not. I think we should look into my dad's research. I want to understand more about this, and I really want to know what happened at the lab the night it was destroyed.
So we're believing Walt's story?
Maybe. He believed it, and he wanted something from you. There's a connection here. I don't know what it is yet.
I'm going to make some calls about the car.
Sounds good. Turn right for family fun. Just 3.2 miles.
You got to stop that.
Stop what?
Reading the billboards.
I don't even know I'm doing it. I thought we were going to find more than drywall and cement at the lab.
I think we did.
There was nothing there.
Yeah. Topher, there's something we should talk about.
Okay.
This is gonna get weird.
Weird how?
I can see things about people when I touch them.
Like,
I don't know, maybe real psychics can read your palm and shit, but I just actually see things.
You're clairvoyant?
When I touch my skin to someone else's skin, it's like a map, and I'm walking along their timeline, just going through their life.
Okay.
But the thing is, sometimes it's more than just their memories. Like, I can see things they would have done in other timelines if they made other choices, so I kind of have to focus on staying on the one timeline they know about if I'm trying to read into their past or something.
This is a weird joke.
It's not a joke.
This happens every time you touch someone?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I can show you. Think of something that only you would know. No one else. Something sacred to you.
I have to think about it for it to work?
No, but sometimes that can help me find it. Do you have something?
Okay.
Now, touch my hand. Okay, so it was in a treehouse in the backyard. You hid them in a space between the boards, the marbles. And you liked them because they had tiger eyes, orange and...
Did someone tell you that?
That was the same day your dad told you your mom died. He wasn't wearing his glasses when he came into your room. His eyes were red and he said, today broke his heart. And he told you, she didn't die from cancer. She had cancer, but...
Yeah.
It was August, and there wasn't any clouds. You hid by the grandfather clock in the living room. And you cried. Alone.
They didn't find me.
No. But I did.
I still don't understand why she chose to leave us. Like she did.
I don't know. When you came into Solas, I saw your dad when you touched my hand. And I knew there was a connection there between him and Jam Labs.
Okay. So, then what's the connection between Jam Labs and what's going on?
I honestly don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
This is hard to comprehend, Etsy. What's that?
It's my ringtone.
Oh, never heard it before.
No one ever calls me. Etsy Delman.
This is Janice Fletcher.
Okay.
We met when you came to see my brother, Marcus.
Oh, yeah. Janice, hi. Yeah, this is April O'Neill from The Advocate.
I know this might seem strange, but I think Marcus is asking to see you again.
He's asking to see us again? Did he remember something, or...?
No, he's... I don't know what he's doing.
Okay, sure. We're out of town, but we'll be there as soon as we can.
Okay, hurry. Thank you.
Never a dull moment.
At least it could be a lead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to bother you both.
Yeah, no problem. How is he?
Not great. He wrote down your names before he started, doing whatever he's doing. I thought if he talked with you, it might calm him down or something. I think he's been trying to say something, but...
Well, where is he?
Over here. Marcus.
Is that...
I tried to make him stop, but he won't. He can't stop doing it. He just grabbed the scissors and he's been doing that since.
Is he drawing something?
I don't know.
Hey, Marcus. Do you remember me? We talked a couple of days ago. Hey, give me your hand for a second, okay? Okay.
Wait.
What is it? Marcus? Oh my god! Etsy!
Marcus!
Etsy, be careful! Stay away from her! Back over there!
The void will reign.
Who told you that?
It. Always it.
I'm so, so sorry.
That's okay, you didn't know. You should take him to the hospital. He's only gonna get worse.
It's here.
Hello, Officer Mason.
I thought we said a couple weeks.
Apparently you just can't stay away.
You all right?
The guy grabbed her.
That's what his sister Janice was saying. He seemed pretty unstable.
He was scratching weird symbols on the tile floor and he just attacked her.
That's all right. It's my job to figure this stuff out. It's your job to stay safe. And that's what you're doing now, right? You guys did good.
Yeah.
I said there's been stuff happening around town. Well, it's getting worse. Out by Little Woods, groups of people are going missing.
What do you mean, like people running away?
Not just runaways. There's been dozens of people that just left society. Last time we had a group of people vanish like this.
What are you saying?
I'm saying it's a good time to get out of town for a while. If whatever is going on gets worse, I don't want to see either of you on a missing persons poster at the station. Can we all agree that's not a place we want to be?
Yes, sir.
I'm not telling you this to spread it around town.
Of course.
I'm saying this to... Let's just be safe.
Thanks for the warning.
Yeah. Now I have to file another report about this Marcus guy.
You live such a hard life, Mason.
Watch yourself, Dillman.
So, you touched him?
I did.
Did you see anything?
Topher, it was like his whole timeline was being erased. I've never seen so much nothingness before.
They're being erased? Any going theories?
Not yet. But it seems like it's getting worse.
Hello, this is Topher speaking.
Is this Topher?
Yes.
Hi, this is Simone's boss, Karen, at the bakery.
Oh, hi. How are you?
So your sister hasn't been into work for the last couple days, and you're her emergency contact.
Okay.
Is she all right? She usually isn't late.
I'll have to call you back.
If she could work today, that would be...
What's up?
Simone hasn't been into work. She never misses work.
Is she okay?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her today.
When's the last time you talked to her?
I don't know. I think it was yesterday. Pick up.
Hi, this is Simone. I can't come to the phone right now. Leave me a message after the automated voice tells you everything I just said.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Simone, hi. Call me when you get this.
She usually has her phone, right?
She does.
Where do you think she would be?
Probably home. We should go there first. Simone? Simone, are you home? Simone, where are you?
Topher.
Simone, hey, Simone.
Scratches on trees, or I'll know when I see them.
Simone, when did this happen?
They might be scratches on trees, or in the dirt.
No.
For listening to The Call of the Void. This episode was written and produced by Michael Allen Herman and Josie Eli Lachinsky. This episode stars Joseph Settlemyer, Michael Allen Herman, Amanda Buckhalter, Josie Eli Lachinsky, David Galida, Dan Johnson, Annie Dilworth, Paul Lachinsky, Mary Lachinsky, and Barbara Transferis. The Plymouth Community Arts Council is a proud sponsor of The Call of the Void. Our 774 North Sheldon campus in Plymouth, Michigan is dedicated to the visual and performing arts, hosting monthly exhibits and providing spaces to create your own extraordinary. Visit www.plymoutharts.com for programming and inspiration. We've been all about the arts since 1969. Special thanks to our current donors, Adam Davies, Ken Hansen, Christine Herman, Deb Jackson, Jack Malak, Elise Paquin, Jason Such, and Jeff Wayne. The Call of the Void is an independent audio drama, and we rely entirely on donations to keep us going. If you have the means and would like to help, please consider donating to our show on our website at acornartsandentertainment.com/thevoid. You can also help us by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. A single review goes a long way in helping us find new listeners. For more details, please visit our social media on Instagram or Facebook at The Call of the Void Podcast or Twitter at The Call of the Void P. We'll be back next week to continue the pure science fiction delight of The Call of the Void. Stay tuned, stay sane.